Hiya, it's One for the Future. I'm Josh Sexton. I'm joined for the potentially the final one of these for the season by John Gibbons and Neil Jones, who I feel like have been my regular lads throughout this season, my rocks in the team, lads who are getting on every game anyway. And another season has passed for Liverpool's academy sides. If you've been following this show closely, you know that the fortunes between the two have been a bit mixed. The under-23s finished fourth in the Premier League too after a pretty dismal final day loss to Blackburn, in all honesty, at Anfield. They finished with a record of 9 wins, 7 draws, 6 losses, and Everton won the league just to make it even worse for them. The under-18s finished second in their league on goal difference to Derby, and still finished season with one piece of silverware, or two if you count the Mercedes-Benz Junior Cup, which we were obviously at earlier in the year. I am going to count it just because I was there, you know, there to see the boys win that one, as I was at the FA Youth Cup final as well. But they had loads of great memories throughout as well, and one of the good memories is that they finished ahead of Everton by 7 points, so better than the under-23s in that regard as well. It's been announced today by a friend of the show, Glenn Price, that both sides will be going to Belgium to play against Club Brugge on Friday. They're going to be returning then to climb Snowdon for the Stephen Darby Foundation, which we'll talk a bit more about towards the end of the show. And then they head into the Netherlands for the Turborg tournament, as it's called. It's a 3-day tournament. So although their seasons are not quite over yet, we're going to recognise some of the stellar performers and performances from the past 10 months. Take this as the Anfit Wrap's official Liverpool end of season awards, or as John Gibbons called it earlier, the Academy Awards, which I'm going to make sure is the is the title of the show. We'll start this off in a sort of usual award show style. We're actually going to go from the bottom of my list, the list I sent through to you, as I put Player of the Season first, but we'll save that to the end to increase the suspense. So the first of the awards that we're giving out, John, I'll go to you first, is Surprise Package.
I'd just like to say, made up Neil Jones is coming a tux.
And John came in a ball gown.
It's worked out beautifully.
Not against it at all, to be honest.
And to be fair, people are listening going, maybe that's true.
Don't believe Neil Jones in a tux, but yeah.
In terms of the Surprise Package, I went for Jake Kane. I didn't know too much about him last summer. I know he'd had some appearances for the under-18s under Gerrard, but I thought he's really kicked on this year, and I'm sort of pleasantly surprised by how he's done, really. If you looked at the under-18s team at the start of the season, you sort of, you know, thought maybe, well, they look good up top, and you know, look pretty good at the back as well. But the midfield for me was a bit of a question mark area. But I think a few of them have done well, to be fair. But I think Jake Kane, how he's grown throughout the season, his use of the ball, his passing, his assists, got a decent shot on him as well, and just how his confidence has grown throughout the year has been really good to see. So I've gone for him.